faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Rufus Pelley, the unscrupulous munitions manufacturer, who seeks to wreck the World Peace Federation, plans a counterattack against the Daily Planet's star reporter, Clark Kent.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, you want to pass on a hint to your mom? Well, if she finds it a tough job to get folks out for breakfast in the morning, tell her how everybody comes a-running when Kellogg's Pep heads the menu. Yes, sir, Pep with cool milk and sugar sure does give your appetite the old come-on. Looks terrific in the first place, all light and cool and crisp, and does it taste terrific? Every tender whole wheat flake is brim full of keen sunshine flavor. A bang-up delicious flavor that teases your taste like anything. And say, here's another big reason why you want Pep as your regular breakfast dish. Just think of the knockout prices Pep gives you. For instance, your next Pep package may have one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons with pictures of your favorite funnies characters to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap. Or you may find a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, easy as a breeze to assemble. You can collect all 7 model planes in Pep's great air fleet. Or your prize may be a full-color bird picture. There are 24 in all with a full description on the reverse side so you can identify these birds wherever you see them. Now, you can't buy any of these thrilling prizes anywhere, but you'll find one or the other in every package of Pep. So today, ask Mom for Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
The Adventures of Superman.
As you remember, a man named Homer Smith, who was the secret agent for an unscrupulous munitions magnate, obtained control of the Daily Planet by blackmailing John Grayson, the publisher of the paper. When editor Perry White blocked Smith's plan to attack the World Peace Federation in the planet, the gray-haired editor mysteriously disappeared. Convinced that Smith was only a stooge for greedy men who were attempting to sabotage the Peace Federation and who were responsible for Perry White's disappearance, Clark Kent persuaded Grayson to cooperate with him. That evening, Kent and Inspector Henderson joined Grayson in the library of his home, where Kent explained his plan.
Now, when Homer Smith phones again, you insist that he come here to see you, Mr. Grayson. Tell him the story we arranged, and I'm sure he'll go directly to the people he's working for.
And we follow him, eh, Kent?
Right, Inspector. We follow him to the man behind this dirty plot.
But Kent is unaware that Rufus Pelley, the cruel and cunning man who makes millions by supplying the munitions of war, has anticipated his trap and laid plans of his own with Homer Smith. As we continue now in John Grayson's library, Inspector Henderson is growing impatient as the grandfather clock strikes 7.
This looks like a washout, Kent.
I don't think Smith is going to call.
I'm sure he will, Inspector.
Well, I spoke to him this afternoon and said I wanted to see him. He said he'd call back.
Yeah, then why hasn't he? It's 7 o'clock.
Well, patience, Inspector. Patience.
Oh, patience, my eye. This is what happens when amateurs try to play detective.
Well, now, look.
If Smith did have anything to do with Perry White's disappearance,
certainly
the chances are all your shenanigans tipped him off that you suspect him. But this time, he's probably flown the coop.
No. Smith isn't a petty crook who scares easily and runs away. He knows his tracks are well covered, and he's working for people who are playing for big stakes, the wrecking of the World Peace Federation. Do you think men who don't hesitate at blackmail, abduction, and even murder scare easily?
Well, I've seen plenty of big-time criminals who didn't hesitate at anything until they felt the hot breath of the law on their necks. Then they turned yellow and ran for their lives.
Well, that may be true, but unless I'm very wrong, Inspector, this is a different breed of criminal from any you've ever encountered. We're going after criminals who want mass murder. War.
Yeah? Who says so?
I do. Look at the lengths they've gone to in order to sabotage the Peace Federation, the only organization that can prevent war. Why, they've blackmailed Mr. Grayson here, publisher of one of the greatest papers in the country, abducted its editor, murdered a taxi driver.
Okay, don't go into all that again.
Well, I think Kent's right, Inspector.
Well, maybe. But that's all the more reason you two shouldn't have monkeyed with Smith without police help. You, Grayson, should have come to me the moment Smith went to work on you.
Yes, Inspector, I suppose so, but... Well, frankly, I was scared. That evidence Smith manufactured would have put me on trial as a traitor. It was so well framed that I'd probably have been convicted. That would kill my wife.
I see.
And I don't you worry, Mr. Grayson. I've got a hunch we're going to clear up the whole mess tonight. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Maybe that's Smith now.
Now, wait a minute. You know what you're to say to him now.
Yes, I know. I'm to get him out here.
Right.
And hold the phone a little away from your ear so Kent and I can hear.
All right. Hello?
Grayson?
Yes, is this?
Homer Smith.
It's him and I get it.
Oh, yes, Mr. Smith. As I told you this afternoon, I have something very important to discuss with you. If you could possibly come out here this evening...
I know. I called to tell you I'm sorry, but I'm busy this evening.
But this is very important.
Look, Grayson. You appointed me your personal representative with full authority to govern the policy of the Daily Planet, and that's that. It's too late to change your mind now. So I'm disregarding that letter you sent with Kent today.
Oh, but listen.
Listen, Mr. Grayson.
Oh, look here, Smith. I'm still the publisher of the Planet. I can fire you at any time, you know.
Don't try to bluff me, Grayson. I don't bluff easily. Goodbye.
Wait. Smith, wait. Oh.
So he was going to fall into your trap, eh, Kent?
I don't get it.
He was going to come out here, listen to a cock bull story, then lead us straight to his gang in Perry White, eh?
This looks bad, Kent.
Don't understand it.
Well, it's as plain as the nose on your face. Smith thinks Mr. Grayson is too scared of a trial for treason to stand in his way.
But if Grayson was still that scared, he wouldn't have sent Smith that letter today, ordering him to suspend publication of the Planet until further notice.
Well, he figures that was strictly a bluff.
Which it was.
How could he think that when Grayson deliberately defied him? And when he didn't knuckle under to him on the phone just now? No, this doesn't add up, Inspector. It just doesn't. Smith should be out here like a shot. Or at least tell Grayson to come to his place and then try to scare him into submission again. No. Something's very wrong here.
Yes, it does seem strange.
Then, what do you suggest we do?
I've got to think this out. Smith has something up his sleeve. I'm sure of it. Uh-oh.
I'll answer it this time.
No. Wait a minute, Inspector. It might be Smith again. Let Mr. Grayson answer.
Well, all right.
Go ahead, Mr. Grayson.
Hello?
Is Mr. Clark Kent there, please?
Mr. Kent? Why, yes, just a minute. For you, Kent.
Me? Yes. Must be Jim Holt or Lois. They're the only ones who know where I am. Thanks, Mr. Grayson. Hello?
Mr. Kent?
Yes? Who is it?
Dr. Arnold at the Flower Ridge Hospital.
Oh, yes, Dr. Arnold. What is it?
We have a Miss Lois Lane here.
Miss Lane? What happened?
What is it, Kent?
She was in an accident.
An accident? Great Scott.
Miss Lane in an accident?
Uh-oh.
Yes, we found your name in her wallet and telephoned the Daily Planet. A young man named James Olson told us where to reach you.
Well, is she hurt seriously, Doctor?
Well, I'd rather not discuss her condition over the telephone, Mr. Kent. I'd suggest that you get down here right away.
I'll be there at once. Thank you, Doctor.
What about Miss Lane?
Lois was in an accident. She's at the Flower Ridge Hospital. I've got to go there at once.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'll drive you over, Kent.
No, you'd better stay here, Inspector. Smith,
Grayson will be here if Smith calls again, which I doubt. And the hospital is on the way back to headquarters. Come on.
Miss Lois Lane was brought into your hospital this evening. What room is she in, please?
Miss Lane?
Yes. Hurry, please, Doctor.
There's no Miss Lane brought in here today.
What?
But she was. I just had a phone call from Dr. Arnold. He said Miss Lane had been in an accident.
She must have been taken to another hospital.
Oh, no. Dr. Arnold said the Flower Ridge...
This is the Flower Ridge Hospital, and I'm Dr. Gibbs, the admitting physician. But I assure you, gentlemen, we have no Miss Lane in this hospital.
Are you sure?
Well, yes, I'm certain. What's more, there's... No Dr. Arnold connected with this hospital.
Startled, Clark Kent and Inspector Henderson stare at the admitting physician and then at each other. What does this mean? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, in summer especially, it's a good idea to be an eager beaver about breakfast. Because if you don't eat right in the morning, how can you feel like cramming all the fun you'd like into each vacation day? So tomorrow morning, just breeze up to a dish of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. See how Pep, with cool milk and sugar, tickles your taste, puts your appetite in the mood to eat. Just get that lively Pep flavor, a golden toasted flavor. Get the cool crispness of each light whole wheat flake. And get those swell pep prizes. Yes, sir, those swell surprise prizes. Because you can never tell which kind of a prize you'll find in your next package of pep. For instance, you may find an exciting colored cardboard model of a glide plane, easy and fun to assemble. There are 7 model planes you can collect. Or you may find one of a great new series of 24 bird pictures with a description on the reverse side to help you identify each of these birds when you see it. Or your next pep prize may be a bright-colored comic button with a famous character out of the funnies, one of 18 keen buttons to wear on your beanie cap or jacket. So up to it, gang. Get busy collecting all 3 kinds of these wonderful prizes. Ask Mom to get you a package of Kellogg's Pep next time she goes shopping.
At the Flower Ridge Hospital, Clark Kent and Inspector Hanson have just been told that Lois Lane is not a patient there, despite a phone call Kent had received. Moving away from the admitting physician's desk, Henderson says...
This is strange, Kent. Yes, it certainly is, Inspector. I can't understand... Great Scott!
What's the matter?
I just thought of something.
Hmm?
Look, Inspector, you get back to John Grayson's house as quickly as you can. I'll meet you there.
Grayson's house? What for?
I've got a hunch there's trouble. I'll verify it in a moment, then I'll meet you at Grayson's.
Yes, but what do you
want... For heaven's sake, don't stop to ask questions. Now, get out there as soon as you can.
Rushing from the hospital, Clark Kent steps behind a dark hedge, strips off his business suit, and stands revealed in the blue costume and red cape of Superman. Then, up, up, and away! Leaping up from the hospital grounds, Superman swings through the evening skies, suddenly checks his flight above Lois Lane's apartment house, his keen eyes searching below. It's Lois in her apartment, speaking on the telephone. I thought so. Away to John Grayson's house. Away!
Yes? Oh, Mr. Kent.
Where's Mr. Grayson Phillips?
He was taken away, sir.
Taken away? By whom?
By 2 police officers.
Police officers?
Yes, sir. They showed me their badges when I answered the doorbell.
Yes.
I let them in, and they told Mr. Grayson he was under arrest.
Arrest?
Mr. Grayson asked why and demanded to see their warrant.
Yes.
But they produced their revolvers instead and insisted that he accompany them in their car.
Was it a police car?
Why, I suppose those are... Good heavens! I just remembered, Mr. Kent.
What?
Our police cars are painted blue and cream. This car was maroon.
I was afraid of this.
Suddenly frightened, John Grayson's butler puts a shaking hand against the door for support. But Clark Kent stands rigidly while thoughts race through his mind.
That phony report of Lois's accident. It was to get Henderson and me out of the way. Smith, he's behind this. Now what do? Where do I look?
Knows now that he's stymied by Homer Smith and Rufus Pelly, evil men who had plunged the world into another bloody war to line their own pockets. Now that they've fooled Kent and captured John Grayson, while Kent sought to trap them, the lives of 2 men are at stake. Can Superman pick up their trail in time? Monday's episode provides the answer to many questions, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Hey, gang, think of all the famous names you know, and you'll think of Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Then you'll think of Kellogg's Shredded Wheat. Makes breakfast loads of fun. Crisp, tender biscuits of whole wheat, toasted just right, and packed with natural nut sweet flavor. Just the right size, too. Made to fit the bowl. As for nutrition, well, Mom knows that whole wheat is mighty good for you. And for economy, she likes the 15 biscuits in every package. Try Kellogg's Shredded Wheat. You'll like it. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.